why did you start this website?
Well, I actually started it because I myself was in the midst of some pretty serious career angst. I had been working in the same field in corporate communications for about 15 years. And so I just thought maybe if I write an essay, things will become clearer to me.
So was the essay that you wrote this random acts of business?
It was.
So yeah. It starts out in a really funny way, a scene where you are setting up an exhibit of the world's largest hot dog.
So this was one of my earliest jobs in PR. PR was, you know, mostly just kind of amusing to me. And certainly if you overnight in the Georgia Dome, as I did that night, unrolling a 1996 foot-long hot dog, because this was the 96
Olympics. It was a real
Olympics.
Hot dog.
It was a real hot dog. And it was for a packaged meats company wanting to get in on the Olympics buzz. At that stage in my career, it was great fodder to, you know, share with my friends. If you do that for 15, 20 years, to me, I suddenly felt detached from that. And I wanted work that I could be, frankly, more sincere about.
Now, the essay goes on to describe how you went on this quest for flow.
Flow is this sense of being completely absorbed by what you're doing. It's just something that I, like a lot of people, you know, really aspire to experience on the job.
Isn't it also a luxury that many people just can't even contemplate? I mean, you kind of allude to that in your essay. You write, yearning for flow amid high unemployment can sound a lot like bemoaning the price of arugula.
It absolutely is. And I would say as much as you can make changes that get you closer to what you want, and there are wonderful stories of people I've talked to who have made terrific changes, you know, another big learning was that compromise is inevitable.
A lot of the essays on your site are pretty moving. And one of the ones that I thought was most moving was by Meg Heimovics-Kumin. She kind of repeats a sentence over and over again that her father told her at various times in her life. He would tell her, if you know what you want to do by age 32, you're going to be all right. And then it goes on in the essay to explain how her world kind of falls apart around her at age 32. Her mom is diagnosed with end-stage cancer. Her dad falls into this severe depression. In the end, she winds up, you know, starting her dream career as a photographer. And I was surprised to hear that starting her photography career came about by you prodding her to write this essay. So here is Meg Kumin describing how the essay came about.
When she first asked me, I had no idea what I did or what she meant by the question. It was really kind of one of those cosmic 2x4s that hit you upside the head. It's a simple question, but it really kind of sent me reeling because I didn't know that I had a passion or an idea of what I wanted to become. And so I sat on it for a year and really would revisit it late at night after the kids went to bed. And I had always loved photography, and it kind of inspired me to chase a dream.
I ask pretty much the same question to everyone. You know, what do you do? How do you feel about that? Would you consider writing about that? And for some people, it really gets them thinking hard, not so much about what has their story been to date, but what do they want their story to be? And that's how it hit Meg. And I always tell her that I think that one way or another, she would have ended up pursuing her photography. Her photography is spectacular. But it's very gratifying to me to know that that essay got her there maybe a little bit sooner.
I would like you to share maybe some of the deeper lessons you think that have really come through in the essays.
Well, one, I think, is that it's very easy to think that there is such a thing as a career path. The vast majority of us are kind of picking our way through life a little bit by trial and error, and we see that this thing works or that we like this, and that leads us to the next thing. The other one is that change is possible. One of my favorite stories was a flight attendant. He had worked as a flight attendant for decades and then decided to become a gorilla caretaker to Coco, the famous sign language gorilla. And so people make these extraordinary changes, not overnight, but I think part of it is about just having the imagination to do that. And I think the more stories you see of other people doing that, it just gives us all a little more latitude.
Kate Gase Walton is the creator of the website WorkStew, a collection of essays and interviews that revolve around the questions of how we choose our life's work, what brings us meaning, and how we get there. She lives on Bainbridge Island. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.